The Mix on 90.7 WKGC with Billy Joel, and you may be right, or you may be crazy, or maybe a little
all
bit
of both.
Above. All of the above.
Why you might not? Just be a lunatic you're looking for.
Yeah, you're quoting the lyrics now, man. That's my job. I'm just kidding. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, and a happy toasty Thursday.
It is.
It is going to be a warm one out there. News 13's Ross Whitley will have a weather update for us coming up right around 9:30. But the preview is it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Very hot.
It was hot yesterday.
And the day before.
Yes. I kind of missed that rain.
It's summer on the Gulf Coast.
That's right. It did cool off yesterday evening. We went for a short little walk and didn't come back, you know, soaking wet.
Right.
From the humidity and just icky outside.
Mm-hmm. I did a nice dog walk. They always want to go further. It doesn't matter what the weather is.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
So how far do you take them? Because they're little dogs. They got little legs.
As far as Boomer wants to go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. He's very strong.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had a pug once. And they're very strong and very strong-willed. Mm-hmm. And when he got tired of walking, he would just sit.
He would just sit.
Yeah, just
you'd
stop.
You have to pick him up.
Yeah.
And usually that was the furthest point from your house, right?
Of course.
Uh-huh,
absolutely.
Yes.
I would be walking along, and he would be behind me, and I'd just feel the tug on the leash, and I'm looking at him, and he's just sitting there looking at me like, mm-mm, I'm done.
Well, have you noticed that dogs will inspect each and every leaf along the roadway?
Yes.
Yeah, they
to
like
see
that.
If that's their... Good
of course.
Leaf or bad leaf.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the voice you're hearing, that's Boomer Bill.
It's Boomer Bill. Good morning.
It's Boomer Bill.
You're
it's
up, or, you're up in
did
here
you
early
get up
this morning.
This early.
Oh, no, I'm stayed out late.
Oh,
there it is.
I haven't gone to bed yet.
Okay.
I haven't gone to bed yet.
Very good. Boomer Bill is the host on Friday nights of the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge, and we're glad to have you here.
It is an absolute pleasure. This is a fun show to listen to.
Mine? Oh, this
yeah,
one?
Yeah, this
thank
one.
Thank you.
This
wow.
very one. This very one.
And if I heard correctly, you have an HD radio in your car, don't
that's
you?
That's correct.
So you listen to us in HD, and you listen to all three radio stations, don't you?
Yeah, that's correct. And I was actually talking to Brandon the other day, and we tried to figure out what HD stood for, and the best I could come up with is hot dog.
You don't know, Brandon?
I mean, I know, but it's kind of complicated because it's not high definition.
But you don't know what the H and the D stand for, do you?
It's hybrid digital.
Okay, good, good, good. All right.
Hybrid digital.
Yeah, hybrid
if
digital.
I had a
see, we
list
learned
of 100
something
things,
this morning.
That'd been last on the list to say what it is.
Now, Bill, does your car have all of the fancy stuff that shows up on your dash? Because we're putting pictures and things up there now.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
my
good.
Headshot is up there.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What
really?
I was afraid
yes.
of
oh.
is, you know, there's going to be a picture of your... host here. I've got the face for radio, so if you...
me too, that's why my picture's not up there.
If you were to put my picture up there, listenership would just drop.
You think?
Yes.
Well, maybe between the two of us,
just
yes, absolutely.
Just look away. Just look away.
Well, Bill, one of the great things about your show, we call it the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge. It makes sense. I mean, we're here on the college of the campus of Gulf Coast State College, and you also talk a lot about some interesting things about the music and your show. So you've got a song you want to introduce. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this goes back to the early 1960s. I was actually a DJ on an AM station, and... That was one of the favorite periods of my life. I also did some radio work in college. But what I wanted to bring to my show is telling you about the background of the music. Now, the next song is really unusual in that it was never, ever, ever, ever meant to be played on the radio.
Really?
Huh. It became number one despite people not wanting to put it on the radio.
Hmm.
Here's the story. There was a group of writers that put together a song called My Boyfriend's Back. And what they do is they try to sell that song to other groups. So they create a demo.
Mm. Right.
All right. And then they take around and listen to this. And basically they were trying to sell it to the Ronettes.
Okay.
Well, what happened to put the demo together, they created, got three ladies who were basically background music singers, session musicians,
sure.
if you will. And so they did the demo, and the demo sounded so good. They said, let's not do it with the Ronettes, let's do it with the Angels.
There you go.
What a great way to get a gig.
Yeah.
Not a bad way at all.
Well, they were famous for 6 months and then dropped off the horizon.
So this is it. This is a one-hit wonder.
This is one and done.
All right, here we go. Do you know the year?
63.
Going back to 1963 with the Angels, My Boyfriend's Back, 90.7 WKGC. It's the Cherry Pop and Daddies on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC When I Change Your Mind. Real quickly, I want to mention programming today sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is a certified financial planner. and specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information online at CordellWealthManagement.com. We've got an addition to our studio, and I don't just mean Stephen, our guest.
Oh, Stephen.
It's actually outside our studio.
That's right. We've
got an on-air
brand
light.
New on-air light.
Man, we've been waiting for that thing for like, I don't know, 3 years.
It is gorgeous.
It was nearly blinding when I walked in.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's like a beacon.
We finally have an on-air light.
Yes. In fact, we have three of them, and we want to say thank you to, not three for this studio, but three for our,
the other stations. We have two other stations, HD2, it plays classical 24/7.
That's right.
And then HD3, the student station.
Absolutely. And thank you, very special thank you to our engineer, Stephen.
Yes.
Stephen Eford, who's in the studio with us this morning. He's not our engineer. He's our guest.
Yes, from the Bay County Public Library.
Yes.
We have another Stephen.
I might break it.
Yeah.
This Stephen can break it. The other Stephen can fix it.
Well, hopefully. And Stephen and Tom actually are the ones that put the on-air light. They were just going to hang it and get the blue, because it lights up blue all the time. And they were just going to get that set up, just kind of plugging in and make sure things were moving and before they knew it, they had it turned on so that when we hit the button, it turns red.
Not even the sky is the limit for them.
That's right. Give them a project, set the bar really low, and they will surpass
it.
They will indeed.
Mm-hmm.
That's been the story of my life. Set no expectations and always look spectacular.
So we have Stephen from the library, and we're glad to have you in. And you mentioned, you know, this was a nice easy trip for you because you've got a young one who's doing robotics today.
I do. He's right next door. Kind of gone back and forth a couple times to see what's going on in here.
Exactly. Which
is one of the summer camps.
It's
going
one of the things going on.
It is
over the summer. Is he learning a lot?
I believe so. He's very excited about it, and you know, it's one of the things he loves is the Roblox game right now, and that seems to be what they're coding mostly on. So
yeah, my daughter does too. I don't understand what in the world it is, but she talks about it, and I just shake
Non-stop,
my head like, yeah, okay, sure.
I made a million Roblox today. Yeah, I'm like, all right,
what are you talking about? I don't even know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't either. I just
smile and nod my head.
Exactly. That's all I do.
Totally know.
Kids today with their things and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So what's going on at the public library?
Oh, we got all kinds of stuff. Coming up here on July 28th, we're having a Marvel versus DC event where we're going to be doing all kinds of, I'm going to be showing a movie. We're going to be having guests that have done actual comic work. We got projects and crafts.
You get to come dressed up as your favorite superhero.
Oh,
that's the best
indeed.
Part.
Yes.
Yes.
Who's your favorite superhero?
My favorite is Cap. Captain America all the
way.
Okay.
Very good.
Because, you know.
I'm a Batman guy.
Batman, yeah, you know.
I'm Batman.
I don't think I can squeeze into my Wonder Woman costume anymore.
Well,
that
you,
was
you
maybe
could try.
20 pounds ago.
You think? Brandon, what about you?
I'm a Spider-Man.
I'm thinking Thor. No?
Spider-Man.
Oh, I like Thor.
Superhero?
Well, you can be whatever you want to be. This is 2018, girl.
Yeah, okay. I'll be Sunshine the DJ.
Oh, nice. Well, you just made up your own. Super DJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like my youngest there. He wants to be Super Color. I don't know what that is, but he's going with it.
Well, there you go. Why not? Right. Exactly.
So, you say Batman. Who's your favorite one?
Well, Christian Bale. Okay. I mean, I'm a Dark Knight fan.
I got you.
I think he did it really, really well.
He's a solid number two or close to
it. I had
it
a
there.
Hard time with Michael Keaton getting over, you know, he was Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
So it was, but he did a really good job too. George Clooney, I couldn't do that one. They got a little campy after that.
I mean, my bottom two, Ben Affleck, Val Kilmer, then we got Lego Batman.
Okay, Lego Batman is cool.
Batman. I'm really cool.
Yes.
But I would say my favorite is Adam.
Well, that goes without saying.
Just because, I mean, when it comes to Batman, it's the ones that, you know, really just make the character and just have that iconic kind of, when you think back and look at their performance kind of thing, you're like, I can't not forget how you did that kind of thing.
And you can't do anything but respect a man who can confidently walk around in tights and his underwear over the top of it and wear a cape.
Yeah.
You know, it was campy, but it was intended to be.
It was.
And
it
very,
was.
Very good.
The swinging 60s style Batman.
Yes. But definitely one of my favorites.
Yes, and Bale, I mean, he's got that voice, and it's made his own.
Yes, absolutely. So what else we got going on?
We got Jonathan Putman. He's an author of a couple of Lincoln Speed mystery series. His most recent one here is The Final Resting Place. He's going to be coming in on the 19th at 6 p.m. to do an author talk, and we'll go see how, you know, what all he can talk about. Young Lincoln thinks he's... if I remember the books correctly, it is Lincoln as a young lawyer solving mysteries.
A little historical fiction.
Yeah, a little historical.
Okay, but he's not fighting zombies, because we've had that one before, too.
I saw that movie.
I did, too.
Wait, was he fighting
zombies
the
movie,
or,
actually.
Vampires?
Oh, it was vampires. Yeah. Yes. Vampires. Abraham Lincoln, yes. Vampire Slayer.
It was Pride and Prejudice versus Zombies.
Yes, that's what it was. I didn't read that one.
I tried. That one was a little rough.
Was it?
Yeah.
I could watch the movie, but I couldn't really sit down to read the book.
That was Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter was the one where I really developed my philosophy on movies, where when I go in, if the title tells me exactly what I get, I cannot be angry at it.
Well, that's true.
It had
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. It had vampire killing. What did I expect this movie to tell me?
Exactly.
Yeah, so what if the premise
So what did you think of the movie?
I thought the premise was ridiculous, but it was a nice movie to kind of get lost in something, you know, that was complete and total fiction.
Well, I didn't think it was fiction. I thought, well, this is really how the Civil War ended. Why did my history teacher skip over this part?
Well, you know, that would have been interesting.
Write the history. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Today, actually, we got we're doing our summer program, which is Library Rocks, as you can see from this fancy t-shirt.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Here.
It is fancy.
Today, we are having animal tales. So they are at 2:00 at the main library. They are bringing in some animals for all the children to see. I've been told there's at least a hissing cockroach and a snake coming in. Beyond that, I don't know what's coming in, but
hissing cockroach?
Oh, those things are...
I'm assuming it's going to give a good kind of noise to it.
Is this a pet? People keep hissing cockroaches
as pets? People keep these things a lot.
People keep weird things.
A hissing cockroach...
People keep snakes.
Tarantulas, scorpions, you know.
Bugs.
All right.
I keep a can of Raid.
Yeah, you know? Me too.
Yeah. When I lived in South Florida is known for having these gigantic palmetto bugs.
Oh, yes.
And I remember there was one, and they get in. I mean, it's not like a roach infestation. They just get in. Sometimes they're big enough, they just open the door.
Yeah.
But we had one. The dog was freaked out, and I went after it with a can of bug spray. And I swear, it just kind of looked at me like, really?
That's all you got?
Comes up, goes over, grabs a can from you.
Exactly. Throws it at me. They're big buggers.
Gives you a little slap across the face.
Yeah, don't spray me with that.
Or those giant, I called them banana spiders, with the Florida banana spiders that had the webs between the two trees that you run face first into.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
Yeah, they have them at the state park just down a ways. What state park is that? Where they have tons of those huge spiders.
I'm not sure. I avoid them.
On the way to Tyndall, or?
No, the other direction, on the way to...
Oh, that's over by the Bailey Bridge?
No, further.
Further?
A little further west on 98. There's a park that's just full of those spiders.
I don't care. I want to stay away from there, though.
Okay.
When we were in Scouts, we'd run into them at night, and it'd start an impromptu dance off.
Are they venomous spiders?
I have no idea, but in my head, they're the deadliest things ever.
But the best thing to watch is someone who's walked into a spider web as they do the spider web dance.
Torrey State Park.
Torrey. Yeah. I've been there.
Plenty of spiders. You didn't run into any of those giant spiders?
No, it was...
I got my picture taken with the giant spider.
We went there camping, part of the youth group thing a few years ago, and it happened to be literally the coldest weekend ever. Mm. I mean, I slept in a tent with the blankets, and I had long underwear on and several layers, and like we were shivering.
Yeah.
So there were no bugs out.
Yeah. I was warned once. I had a camping reservation there, and they said, kind of at your own risk, the copperheads are out.
Yeah, that'll do it for me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, refund, please.
That's what I say to that. We have Steve Eniford in the studio from the Northwest Regional Library System, and we'll keep talking. We've got a vinyl play of the day, and we'll get a weather update from Ross Whitley coming up from News 13 here in just a moment, and some music from Jewel here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's the Spin Doctors on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. Jewel just before that.
They wrote that song about me.
Did they?
Yeah.
They call you Little Miss? Mm-hmm. You can't be wrong?
Can't be wrong.
I never tell you you're wrong.
Can't be wrong part.
I never tell you you can be wrong. Never. Jewel before that with a little slow metal music called Hands. We've all got them. Mm-hmm. Well, most of us do anyway.
Nice.
I've got both of mine. Brandon, on the other hand, no pun intended. He has two right feet. Two right feet. Looking for a partner with two left feet.
Right.
Maybe then I can finally dance.
Maybe. or rock and roll, either one. Anyway, we're talking with Stephen from the Northwest Regional Library System. You're located at the main branch here in Panama City on 11th Street.
An occasional appearance everywhere else, but yes, 11th Street is my home.
With the weirdest driveway and parking lot to get in and out of.
You know, it shares that Government Center Parkway and parking lot, so they got a little couple
I admit
loops
that
and such.
There are some times that I have gone wrong way on there because you can't get out.
Yeah.
They trap you.
You have to pass all the elections office and the city council or the county council.
The median where you just, if you cut through it right there, you're good. Yeah. You're golden.
I usually go the back way.
Yeah, come up, what is that, Wood or something
like
that?
Yeah, something by the school and come in the back way. It's easier.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then I avoid the obstacle course that they call the driveway.
Right.
And it pulls right into the outdoor book drops and a parking lot. You're golden.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And but because of the service of, well, now they call it Libby, but Overdrive, you're not seeing me there much anymore.
It's a beautiful service.
It
Everybody
is a beautiful
can use
service.
It if you have a library card. It's online
We can download
books. Online books and audiobooks as well.
How is it that it takes the book away from me as soon as the due date happens?
You know,
it's like magic.
There is, from what I understand, there's this little fairy thing that's inside your devices and inside the computer.
It's responsible.
It is. More responsible than me.
Yes,
and
me.
When that time is up, it is very strict, and it just makes it vanish.
Yes, disappears.
It returns the book for you.
Yes, you're
no
never
fines,
late.
No fuss.
Great.
Now, granted, Overdrive does not have the number of books.
It does not.
That
does
you
not.
Have in the library.
But it does have it does have a couple thousand titles.
And I'm looking at mostly the audiobooks, and it's really great. I try to use it on my iPod, but my iPod's really old, so it wouldn't run the software. But my cell phone, I just sit in the car, plug that baby in, and it picks right up where I left off.
And it's beautiful because you can either stream it or download it right to that device. So if you've got wireless somewhere, you can pop whatever you're going to be listening to on it and have at it. Go wherever you don't have wireless.
Yeah,
and
away you roll.
More titles every day.
Yeah, I'm listening right now to a new Brad Meltzer book called The Escape Artist.
Okay,
it's a good book so far. Anyway, yeah.
Neat.
That's why sometimes I won't get out of my car in the morning.
And
I'm
so
listening.
You just go to nwrls.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And on that main page, there is on your webpage on the left-hand side, there's a button that says books, etc. that drops down. And in there, you'll see e-books and e-audio. And if you don't have the app, it tells you how to get the app. If you do have the app, it leads you right to it.
Okay.
All it takes is a library card.
That's easy enough.
Great.
And
you know,
the library card costs how much?
Last time I checked, it was completely free.
Wow.
Yeah. If you live
That's
in Bay,
budget.
Gulf, or Liberty County, you have the right to have a library card, and we want you to exercise that right and come on in and get a card. There are...
And it's easy.
It is.
It's really easy.
It's less than a three-minute process.
Right.
I even have one.
Bam. They gave you one? They gave you one.
They
really?
Gave me one.
We do not discriminate at all.
Really?
Even
students.
No, even down that direction.
Well, yours looks a little newer than mine does.
I've had this since like middle school, I want to say.
Yeah, Brandon. Pardon me.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Because middle school, that was like 3 years ago, man. So, no, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I know how long those cards have been in circulation. That made me.
Mine is definitely older than that. I think the barcode is taped onto it.
Yeah, you probably have one of the blue and white ones as opposed to the fancy colored rainbow sunburst ones.
Yeah, look at that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that the back or the front?
Wow. That's the front.
That is the front.
Yeah,
yes.
I guess it was a sticker for the.
It was. Mm. I like those ones a little bit better. Nice. That plastic was quality plastic.
Yeah, this stuff not.
Well, I mean, it's still good, but it definitely bends quickly.
Bendy.
Yeah.
But the plus side of his that you don't have is that his came with two. He's got a key fob and that card, and you just have that card.
Yeah.
So
wow. I just have an old card like Scott.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? That card, no matter how old it is, still works.
It's good forever.
Yeah, that's right.
Every year we'll update you on. It's good.
Yeah, until that update happens and they say, we won't rent you a book. And I'm like, why? I paid all my fines. Like,
but that update, you know, and we make it sound like it's a big pain in the butt, but you know how we talked about that library card being a three-minute process?
Yeah.
The update process?
It's like 30 seconds.
30 seconds can be done in person, over the phone. Give me a call. We will walk you through it, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's easy.
Yeah, the Northwest Regional Library System is fantastic.
It is. It's one of my favorite library systems.
Yes, mine too.
And I'm not just saying that because.
And tons of books. It's always a lot of great events going on over there.
Yeah,
it's
lots of programs. You have more. One that caught my eye that came to the news department was the Scam Smart Workshop. You're going to help us avoid scams or spot them before we get sucked in?
It'll help you deal with those people calling you up saying, hey, we're the IRS and we have a warrant outstanding for you and give us all your information, or those Nigerian princes that are asking for a whole bunch of stuff as well.
Okay. There's no Nigerian prince.
Well, you know, I don't want to tell you there's not, but there's not.
Okay.
Wait, you're saying I don't have a relative in Nigeria?
You might. I don't know you well enough, but...
You don't.
I know you well enough.
You're from Georgia.
And that workshop that's coming up later in July, the Scam Smart, mm-hmm. or the Smart Scam... What is it called?
It's a Scam Smart
Workshop. You'll also help maintain general... good finances.
Being put on by the Bay County Sheriffs, so they're going to come in. I think they're going to focus more on the scam and fraud, but I'm sure they will always give you some kind of,
Right. Some other financial tips as well.
Okay. And then in the middle of August, August 13th, we are bringing in some the Small Business Administration all the way from Jacksonville to do an entrepreneur kind of idea, entrepreneur, help you get financing kind of stuff to get you starting your own businesses.
Very cool.
Great.
And I'm always showing movies, names of which I can't drop, but some of them are superhero. They might have had a sequel that came out here in the last month or so that was R-rated and had a certain gentleman that played Van Wilder. Not so much for the kids on Wednesday the 25th. And then during that Marvel DC weekend, we'll be doing... a photo shoot where we'll have people laying out and doing like a flying kind of pose, kind of like a certain 1960s movie where they would do kind of special effects where you're climbing up a building when you're not really climbing up a building.
Yes. I like that.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't go anywhere because we're going to keep talking. We're just going to switch gears for a minute. We're going to go back to, for our vinyl play of the day, we're going to go back to 1968. Which, believe it or not, upon looking up at this song, it is listed as the genre of both pop and ska, which surprised me a little bit for 1968.
Yeah. They didn't have ska yet?
Oh, no. The specials would have been around then, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and this one has this is kind of at the peak, really, of I guess, Americans discovering some reggae music, so I guess that's where the ska comes in. I first discovered this song in the 80s, maybe, 90s. There was a TV show that used it called Life Goes On, if you remember this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, this song is by the Beatles. It's off of their White Album, also known as The Beatles. And it was Paul McCartney writes the song right around the time of high life and reggae were beginning to become popular in Britain. So that's where the starting lyric "Desmond has a bar on the marketplace" comes from.
Now I know what it is.
And so it took the Beatles a few days to record it. John Lennon apparently didn't like the song.
I tend to side with John.
I'm going to quote.
Yeah.
All right. This
I'm,
is a reported,
totally on his side.
Reported quote that John Lennon openly and vocally detested the song, calling it Paul's granny music. Yeah.
I can almost hear him say, "Paul, this is your granny's music."
Yeah, it is. And so he left the studio during one of the sessions. They were arguing about how fast to play the thing.
Right.
And he came back apparently high off of marijuana and sat down and started playing the faster, which doesn't really make sense to me. But that's the tempo they ended up going with. So if you haven't guessed it yet, it's 68. It's the Beatles and Obla Di Obla Da on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Desmond has a barrel in the marketplace. Molly is the singer in a band. Desmond says to Molly, "Girl, I like your place." And Molly says, "Is that she takes him by?" Oh, Obla Di, Obla Da, life goes on.
The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, our vinyl play of the day, going back to 1968 with the Beatles.
Nice.
And a great pop song, Obladi Oblada.
I mean, despite John's rejection of it,
it was the number one.
Yeah. So the people liked it.
And you just finished up saying it's not very Beatles-esque.
It isn't. It's a diversion from their normal work.
I think, though, at this time, though, they were kind of going in all sorts of different directions.
They were all in different directions, yeah. And they all were sort of more expressive of their individual selves.
Mm-hmm. It just wasn't that John and Paul show anymore.
No. Right.
But, I don't think Paul writes good stuff anymore. No offense to Paul McCartney fans.
You just get tired.
I think the well has run dry for him.
But doing it for that long.
I'd still sit and listen to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think, what was it, Wings with the one song that I can't think of the name right now, Band on the Run.
Band on the Run.
That's probably the last one that I really enjoyed from him, but...
But you know what? He's still popular, more popular than we are. So
making a lot of money.
He certainly is.
Pops up on TV every now and then.
That's
too.
Right. I think he's just got huge off of the carpool karaoke mm-hmm. that he did mm-hmm. with James Corden. That was good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Any last minute thoughts, Stephen?
Future Thanksgiving break. Everybody's going to be out. I'm going to be doing a little film program there. We're going to be doing a Hanksgiving.
Okay.
With a Tom Hanks little bit of marathon.
Okay.
There. So on the 19th,
I was hoping for like a peanuts.
I didn't know if you were going to go towards Hank Williams.
No,
or,
this is
okay,
T. Hanksgiving.
Tom Hanks.
T. Hanksgiving. I like it.
Like I said, we got the Marvel DC. That is the upcoming event that's on the 28th of July here at 2:00, 2 to 4. It's going to be a lot of fun. Trivia, costumes, excitement.
Movies, pictures, 3D. I heard 3D printing.
There is always 3D printing.
And snacks from the bagel maker.
I have not been told snacks, but hey, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I might, if he's there.
Have you made anything?
It was in the press release.
Have you made anything in the 3D printer?
I have tried a couple times, and I am not what we call patient, and the printer has settings that lets you speed things up, and so I like to see how fast it can go, and generally when you do that, it argues with you.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, it's sort of like the first time I ever sat down to the internet, mm-hmm. and I didn't know what to do, so
yeah.
I don't have anything that I need printed
in
3D.
Yeah, I can't think of what I'd want to make.
It's amazing some of the things that we have had people bring in. We have, I mean, children will bring in toy things that they want to get made. We have had somebody bring in, if you're familiar with the Fallout series,
yes,
somebody has come in and made a full Pip-Boy arm holster that they could put their phone in.
No. White?
Yes, come on in, try it.
That's really cool.
Brandon's face is lighting up.
Some Star Destroyers being made.
And what's the cost to use that?
It is free.
Wow.
You just got to come in. We are looking for you to, if you don't have your STL file, that is the file type that we are looking for you to have. If
sure.
you don't have that.
How do I get an STL file? What software would make me an STL file?
If you go to, there's some websites out there. There's Thingiverse. They have had people that will go out there and have done like CAD and some... some of the other programs whose names are escaping me right now because I'm on the spot, but
sorry,
you can.
I was just curious.
No, it's easy enough that if you don't know how to make it, somebody
can
else.
Can I bring the thing?
Yeah, we have a scanner as well, so that if it is the appropriate size to fit on that scanner, which is
smaller than a bread box?
Smaller than a bread
Perfect.
Box. Yes.
But if I sketch it on a cocktail napkin, somebody can help me out?
That's a little bit rougher. We'll put Cura. That is the other
that's
software.
Other software.
And how many items can you 3D print there? Like?
At a time? Or?
Yeah.
We have, I want to say we have 3 printers right now. Don't quote me on that one, but I want to say there's 3. As long as you can break down the file to fit into times that we are open, because we don't want to run the printer when we're not here, just in case there's a problem with the printout. We can print. And we have that located in, there should be a printer in every one of the counties that we serve. So if you are not in Bay, you're in Gulf or Liberty, there should be a printer out there for you
Very
as
good.
Well. Like I said, we have 8 locations, Port St. Joe, Wewahitchka, Hosford, Bristol. We're in Springfield, Parker, Panama City Beach, and then at the Maine as well.
That sounds good. the Northwest Regional Library System. Stephen, thank you for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Always. This is the funniest way I can think of skipping work.
Yeah. I like that. I like
good.
That. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We've got Sunshine on deck. We'll wrap things up for us this hour with the B-52s and Love Shack on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.